Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Dave Carlton joins us. How are you, Dave?
I'm great, thanks, Sean. Ready for a huge weekend of greyhound racing.
Yeah, now the TAB Melbourne Cup, that's going to be run Sandown tonight. What's happening with the Ferrol and Harada?
Yeah, the eight heats of the TAB Melbourne Cup, and I can tell you, cos, the Ferrol jumps from box five, Ferrol Frankie, in race two tonight at 7.27 and is $3.50 TAB fixed odds to advance to next Friday night's final. He drifted from $3.50 to $3.80 around 8 a.m. this morning. That was quickly snapped up, and Ferrol Frankie back into $3.50. He's $12 with TAB to win the final next week. Good odds Harada for Frank Hurst, jumps from box eight in race six and has drifted from $3.90 to $4.20 with TAB fixed odds and is $21 to win the Melbourne Cup final. Hooked on Scotch and Shimmer Shine, the Victorians are the $7 equal favourites to clinch the decider. All the very best to Jack Smith and Frank Hurst. They're on the road as we speak, heading to Melbourne. And indeed, all the best to the New South Wales trainers in the heats of the Bold Trees for the stayers tonight at Sandown. John and Minnie Finn, Michael Eberrand, Barry Howell, and also Luke as a party, Sean.
All right, now we've got three heats of the Casino Cup as well, the Savo and Northern New South.
You betcha, cos. The heats of the $25,000 to the Winner Casino Cup are races 5, 6 and 7 this afternoon. Still at lunchtime, the first heat, around about 1.32. And Mark Arundale, the man who'll be calling all of the action, is our guest on Going Greyhounds. Mark, good morning. It's a case of the Northern Rivers versus Queensland, isn't it, in these heats? Mark, it's Northern Rivers versus Queensland in the heats.
Oh, got you there, Dave. Yeah, good morning to you. It certainly is. Like every major event we sort of have in the Northern Rivers, all the good greyhounds from Queensland come down to attempt to take the riches home. And the three heats today of the Casino Cup certainly are no different this year.
Well, let's start in Heat 1, Mark, with Tony Brett's Sustain the Rage from Queensland, the clear favourite at $1.70 TAB fixed from Box 3 at her first start for 3 months. And look, she's raced in Victoria in the National Distance Series, won by Black Opium, and in the McKenna over the middle distance against the likes of Neo Clio. So she's been up against some pretty good opposition.
Yeah, Neo Clio, Black Opium, Rockstar Prince. I know this is a Group 3 event, but it's fair to say it's actually a drop in class, believe it or not, for Sustain the Rage. Look, I've got it on top. There's no doubt about it. It's the clear class runner in the first heat. First go at Casino, I suppose, is the concern, and where it will get here in the run on the tricky Casino circuit. So you need to take that into account, taking the short odds about Sustain the Rage. But it's really a clear top pick. I've got it on top, Sustain the Rage, number three. I've gone with a couple of a bit of value here that will probably show a bit of speed. Let's Go Aussie in the centre. It's around a $10 quote. My second pick comes into this with good form recently around Ipswich. I think Small Jewel from box number seven. She's the local greyhound around the $10. I think she can lead from box number seven. She's a winner here in 27.70. And I think she'll be hard to beat. And I've thrown in six Canley Blue, 3, 5, 7, and 6.
All right, so no Magic Liar from the one?
Definitely can, is box to run a better race. Just waiting to see some form with it. I've actually been a bit disappointed with its last couple of runs around Casino and Lismore. And I just thought on the second line of betting, you could play against Magic Liar in the first heat.
All right, well, we'll follow your tips. Your tips are on the TAB website, of course, Mark. Let's move to Heat 2 of the Casino Cup this afternoon. It sees another pronounced favourite in Painted Picture for Mark Wilkes. He's $2.60 TAB fixed from Box 4 and, of course, won the Casino Regional Final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase. And this greyhound's undefeated over the 484 metres at Casino, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, just loves it here at Casino. It's been beautifully prepared for this event as well by Mark Wilkes. A pipe opener last week over the sprint when running a new record at 22.96, scoring convincingly there. Little bit awkward with a bit of speed around it. Bad Neighbour and Charming Chaos on its inside. I've gone the way of Short Pork, purely from a price angle. It's a youngster taking on the big boys for the first time. But like Painted Picture, has a great record here of 3 from 4. It's got down to a similar time here on the track as Painted Picture, has run 27.37. And I think if it can bounce off the boxes like and run an early split like I think it can, I think it's going to be the hard one to the one to catch. Short Pork on top on an each-way basis to be 4-1 and 3.
All right, yeah, Short Pork, of course, from a very good Northern Rivers kennel. Mark, the third and final Casino Cup heat is an absolute beauty. You've got Lismore Cup winner Fernando Blaster, the $1.70 tab fixed odds top elect from Box 7 for Terry Jordan.
Yeah, at first glance you would think, oh, Fernando Blaster, great, he's drawn his preferred wide alley here. Which he does. He loves to be drawn off the course and has got good early speed. The only thing that worries me is Clarus Flicks immediately on its outside, and it can show good early pace and is a winner here in 27.42. So the key is Fernando Blaster getting a clear passage early, and only for that reason I've gone the way of Cosmic Bonus off box number 3. The old boy won here last week in 27.51. He can go a lot better. He did pull up with a little bit of an issue talking to trainer Len Harris after that run, but he's A-OK for the heats this afternoon. And from Box 3, I think it will be a battle between Cosmic Bonus and Fernando Blaster, but just swaying the way of Cosmic Bonus with the better draw and the better price. 3 on top to beat 7, 8 and 6 in the third cup heat.
Yeah, Cosmic Bonus, he's Snow White, the old boy. $4.20 tab fix, second favourite from the 3 box. And, well, it'll be an early birthday present. I think he's about to turn 5, mate.
Just about to turn 5, and they're hoping to keep the old fella together, honing in on that Australian record of 64 victories, Cosmic Bonus. And what he sit at the moment, I think he sits on 59 victories. From 122 starts. He's been an old marvel.
What about the Queenslander Caris Flick? Can you entertain for Brett Hazelgrove? $7 tab fixed. She won a $1 million chase seat at Casino in 27.42 back in September.
Oh, she's the speed. Like I think she might be a worry to Fernando Blaster early. Fernando Blaster could be a worry for Caris Flick. But if she can run that early sectional around 272, which I think she recorded in the heat of the $1 million chase, well, certainly she'll get across and be leading them. And you know what it's like? It's so hard to run them down here on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. The Casino track, of course, is a circle. There's no straight as such. So they are the three heats, Mark, races 5, 6 and 7 today. Is there anything outside of the heats on the Casino card that you think's worth having a bit of a punt on?
Pretty good support program, Dave, and some depth into a lot of races. But look, clearly the best is race 3, number 8, Benny Lyndon. He will go around short, but he should be winning the third event. I think he's got a bit on these runners. He can either lead or sit just off the early leaders and power home. So I think he's the clear best bet of the day. And in race number 9, I think Kingsbury Snidley goes around at nice odds. Vacant boxes either side now with the scratchings. And I think Greeb's Drinking's racing well, but I think Kingsbury Snidley can find the fence, stick behind Greeb's Drinking and run it down. And the appeals is a good bet as well in race 9 on the card.
Well, thanks for those. We'll certainly get on, but race 3, number 8, the best bet. That's the anchor bet for sure. Mark, good calling this afternoon. I know it's only a bit over an hour until the card gets underway. Thanks for giving us your time on Going Greyhounds.
Pleasure, Dave, and really looking forward to the day, and good luck everyone that's having a punt on Casino today.
You bet. Mark Arundale joining us there, Sean.
Alrighty, we need a couple of winners too, Dave. You've got a bit more news for us there. We've got Rockstar Prince proving too good at Dapto.
Oh, Rockstar Prince certainly was a winner last night, Sean, in the inaugural running of the GRNSW Middle Distance Championship at Dapto. Congratulations to trainer Andrea Daly and owners Chris Nutt and Sean Evans. We had Chris on the show on Tuesday morning, and I know, well, Chris texted me after I texted him, and he said, didn't the Greyhound run super? Well, that was an understatement. Rockstar Prince jumped in third place from Box 2 last night behind Show Me Confetti and She's Got Soul. They showed good early speed. And overcoming a slight early check, Rockstar Prince got inside Show Me Confetti when it ran wide, turning out of the straight. Rockstar Prince was then second heading into the back before dashing past the runner-up, She's Got Soul, to score by a length and three quarters in a slick 34 and 38. Sipping Potter was third. Rockstar Melody ran fourth. The favourite Slingshot Hammer finishing fifth. From box five, he was just unable to get across early and he was trapped wide. Rockstar Prince, the winner, is by Collision from Beckham Rose, and his win in the inaugural middle distance final at Dapto makes it 11 wins and 10 placings from 32 starts and a bit over $77,000 in prize money. So, Nutty and Sean, well done to you boys. That's made your weekend start early, Coz.
Too right. Now, you got a couple of winners for us, Dave?
Well, let's hope so. We just heard from Mark Arundale saying race three, number eight at Casino, is his best bet. Four New South Wales meetings in New South Wales today, kicked off by Casino, and the selections I give you are from thedogs.com.au. Casino begins at 12 minutes past midday. The best bet, race two, number three, My Name's Chloe, from thedogs.com.au. Race two, number three, the value bet is in the first. Race one, number one, Firefly Sue. The Gardens in Newcastle is in the twilight today from 11 minutes to 3, and the best bet there is race 2, number 7, Bluster Valley, 2-7. The value bet at the Gardens, race 10, number 1, Tree Man Shelby, race 10, number 1. Richmond races tonight from 7-19, the best bet there, race 3, number 6, Typhoon to Excel, race 3, number 6. I'd a mate who was a Typhoon, Sean. He had a lot of money and blew it all. Anyway, so race 3, number 6, Typhoon to Excel. The value bet, race 8, number 2, Pacey Bale, 8-2. And Dubbo races under lights from 7:31 tonight. The best bet in the Central West comes up in race 1. It's number 2, Conrad Tokyo, 1-2. The value bet at Dubbo, race 6, number 3, Time to Wander. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now, Coz, because that wraps up Going Greyhounds for another week.